Hey guys.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Back to the Flick Chicks podcast.
That's us.
Beep beep. I don't know. I really want a soundboard where we can do sound effects.
I run the douche.
That's what I want.
I'm Allison.
I'm Jane.
I have a tuberculosis this week.
She does. She is Typhoid Mary this week.
Yeah, so sorry if I sound bad. Or maybe I sound better. But either way, I sound different. And I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry for not delivering you guys the consistency that we so often promise here.
Change is a constant, you guys. And we all need to really accept it.
There she goes. That's going to be happening a lot in the episode. So if you don't like that, maybe this isn't for you. I'm going to try and cough away from the mic, but...
Sounds good.
Also, I'm drinking this wine that I got from my friend Abby for my birthday. And I've been told it's very good, except...
It's very good.
The day after my 21st happened, good. It was good. And then... I got really sick the next day, and it wasn't a hangover. It was maybe the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still recovering, and I have a new symptom. I have a new symptom every day. I had a fever, and then I was throwing up, and then I've had this cough the whole time, which has been great. And now I have congestion, so I can't taste anything anymore.
Ugh.
I had some solid food today, but like eating nothing but soup the past 3 days.
Yeah, I got her 3 cups of miso soup and she just downed them.
Yeah, it was so good. I mean, I can't taste it at all. I assume it was good. But I can't taste this wine and it's like a sparkling wine. So I'm feeling kind of burpy.
I'll pat you on the back periodically.
Thank you.
Throughout the show.
Thank you. I can't even taste it. So I'm like, I don't know.
You'll get a buzz. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so what's happening other than I've been saving that all day. I've been saving it all day. What? Remember that?
Turned me into a fit of cough.
That episode of Community where it's like, who is the boss? It's like,
my God.
What was Rachel. Happening?
What was happening? So we're doing the movie, the M. Night Shyamalan 2008 B movie. The Happening.
Allison's pick.
Yeah, starring Mark Wahlberg and Zooey Deschanel. Before New Girl, after Marky Mark.
And there's a point in time.
There's a between time, and yeah. That's where The Happening happened.
That's where it was happening.
Yeah, also, you think we're saying happening a lot. Watch the movie.
What is happening?
They literally say happening like 25 times.
Yeah. I bet that they didn't have like a title for the movie. And then at the end, they were just like, what word do we use the most?
The tagline of the movie. Oh, my God. It's like you sensed it coming. It's a reference to two of his movies. It's a reference to The Sixth Sense and another one of his famous movies that were both better than this film. Let's see.
Sixth Sense is such a good movie.
It is a good movie.
That's his masterpiece.
It's a shame it happened so early on.
I know. But we got Haley Joel Osment out of it, so.
That's so true. But then he kind of disappeared.
But he's in the new Ted Bundy movie.
That's true. He was in Hannah Montana. Also.
He was in Hannah Montana.
But.
And Secondhand Lions.
As a side character.
We're getting off topic. Haley Joel Osment is not in this movie.
Unfortunately. Maybe that would have saved it.
Yep. So. Yeah, this movie stars Mark Wahlberg, who
I'm trying
kind of not
find the stupid tagline.
Not the best actor.
No.
Zooey Deschanel, she does a few things in her career well, and she's my least favorite character in New Girl. I'm gonna say it. Listen, everyone else on that show.
She's so quirky.
My God, she's so quirky. Everyone else on that show made that show like how
That's
good
like
it was.
My favorite you know, I'm Schultz in that way, and that's why we drink co-host or whatever. She, you know, used to work in, like, props, and she always talks about when she had to hand-carve baby carrots into Cheetos so that Zooey Deschanel could eat them. And I was just like, can you imagine hand-carving an entire bag full of Cheeto carrots for Zooey Deschanel?
I can. I that sounds like something she would do.
I mean, I don't know her at all, but I don't know that about her, and that tells me a lot.
That one thing.
Here we go. The tagline. I finally found it. We've sensed it. We've seen the signs. Now it's happening.
I hate that.
It's a reference to his other good films.
So are the other good films also caused by plants?
No, unfortunately, only this one.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, we didn't get a whole saga of plant poisoning.
Okay, so the film starts off and Dana from Cabin in the Woods is there.
Yeah, she is. And she dies pretty fast.
Yeah, pretty fast. So basically it starts out like with all these people and they all stop and then they start killing themselves. Yeah. And you're like, what's happening?
And you don't know why, essentially. Like, everyone's killing themselves. They're just stopping and then finding creative ways to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Which is what most of this movie is people creatively killing themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. This movie, as far as like whatever apocalypse movies, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like Quiet Place, Bird Box, those type of movies. I think this is kind of the first one, I guess. Or did the crazies come before this? I don't know.
I have no idea. I can't imagine that this movie invented anything that wasn't already a thing.
I'm sure. Except for, you know, plants.
Oh, man.
Making you kill yourself.
That's
very original.
Creative. I just want to say, Mark Wahlberg should not be allowed to act.
Get back in the rap game, Mark.
Yeah, he's good at cop movies, okay?
He is good at cop movies. All the Wahlbergs are good at cop movies, dare I say.
I think that's because that's who they are.
Yeah. I think they're also good at making burgers, I hear.
Ooh.
Wahlburgers. That's what they're called.
Maybe they should stick to that.
Maybe.
This entire film, every time anything happens, nobody reacts appropriately, ever. Not once. Every single time, it's like Zooey Deschanel and her wide-ass, confused eyes, and then Mark Wahlberg and his scrunched up, confused face. Say hi to your mother for me, chicken. What's happening? Literally, like, back. Just literally, that's the whole movie. And there's, like, their friend Julian. Also doesn't know. He's just useless. Jess.
There she goes again.
Anyway, Jess is a horrible child actress.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. She's terrible. She just, like, she's just so, like, placid.
Literally.
Like, her face doesn't do anything.
And then it's just like there are some okay actors in this film, but they're only in it for a second.
Yeah, they're like the army guy who's like cheese and crackers.
Oh, he's good. And also the plant guy, the crazy plant guy,
he's really good.
He's good.
Whenever he talks to his plants, funny stuff.
Yeah. Listen, also it's like,
you like hot dogs?
You know, I don't know if Mark Wahlberg says any scientifically inaccurate things in this film, but also I've never believed someone less.
Yes.
I've never believed that there's a man who knows less about science than this film.
He's coming off and he's trying to be like, oh, he's a scientist. No, he's not.
Like in Community, when Jeff is teaching a class and he clearly doesn't know what he's talking about, so he just kind of like proposes hypothetical questions and lets other people do the work for him.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah. He just sounds confused the whole time, but then sometimes he says like sciencey words like hypothesis or thesis or something.
Which is, by the way, not very scientific.
Yeah. And he's just a biology teacher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
High school, I think, too.
Yeah. Like, not teachers, thank you, but also, he's acting like he's a really, really smart
scientist,
prestigious scientist, and he's not.
No, he's not. My high school science teacher, I'm not even sure he was qualified to teach science.
Yeah, my high school science teacher was a coach, and he, you know, didn't teach the chapter on evolution.
Mm. Well, we watch God's Not Dead.
Yeah. Yeah. So we know.
So we know. And then Zooey Deschanel. Don't know what she does.
Don't know what she does. Her eyes are blue and she has bangs.
And that's basically her character.
Yeah.
And she's sleeping with a guy named Joey.
I don't think they slept together. I think it was like emotional cheating, but also like she's a terrible wife.
Yeah, literally she's horrible.
Like Mark Wahlberg, like he seems like a nice guy.
He's
like
clearly
his
trying.
His character seems like he wants like his marriage to work out and that he's like putting effort in. And she's just like, nah.
She had dessert with a guy.
Yeah, tiramisu.
Tiramisu. And he won't stop calling her because he's a crazy stalker, I guess.
Yeah, she's such a bad wife.
Also, I find it fun that everyone in this movie has a flip phone except for one lady who needs to show a video and she has an iPhone.
Yeah, yeah, everyone has a flip phone.
But literally every other person has a flip phone. And it's 2008, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Not well past flip phone time, but we're getting out of it.
Yes, yes. And then the guy who plays his best friend.
Oh, horrible.
Horrible. He's such a bad actor, and it's just not... It's not good.
You want me to throw some numbers at you? You want me to throw some numbers at you? I'll throw some numbers at you.
There's a 60% chance that Philadelphia is fine. You're just making that up. Why are all these people pretending to be scientists?
How would you even know that?
Are you trying to... You're pretending to be scientists and mathematicians, but you're just not.
How would you even know that? You did those numbers in your head. You know that much about the United States population and how this disease works. It's been one day. This disease happens for one day.
Yeah. Yeah. It. No one else knows what it is, so why would you know what it is?
Exactly.
And, like, I get that, like, oh, he's, you know, he knows that plants can communicate with people or whatever. But, like, I just don't buy it. I don't buy that he would come up with this entire, like...
Also, he didn't. The plant guy did.
That's true. The plant guy was just like, it's the plants. And then Mark Wahlberg was like, guys, I have an idea.
It's the plants. everyone was like, crazy hot dog guy, get out of here. But then when Mark Wahlberg said it, everyone was like, oh my God, maybe you're right.
Oh my God. It's like when women say something and then a man says something and they're like, oh my God, you're so right.
And he just repeated whatever the girl said.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, you're right. And it's like, whoa, I said that before I killed myself in this field.
Yeah.
Also, I want to talk about that scene where those two kids they're traveling with, like, not the...
Spencer Breslin?
Yeah.
I love him. Cat in the Hat kid.
Yeah, and then the... I don't know the other kid's name. I forget
it. I don't either.
Trevor? That sounds right.
Trevor?
He... When they get shot brutally...
Yeah.
They say, don't let the air in. Their windows are open.
Yeah.
They had to be.
I thought that they're like, that it was like boarded over though.
They were just shutters.
Really?
Yeah, they were just shutters.
Oh my God.
You killed those kids.
That's not very logical. And wow, whoever is living in that house is really not a good person.
You killed two like kids. Also, you could see them.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you didn't want to give them food, like why would you just murder two
also,
children?
I want to point out, it feels like this plant thing's been going on for a while. Like, you feel like it's been going on for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, you find out it's only been one day. Like, solidly, like, almost 24 hours it's been going on. And you consider the fact that people have already resorted to murdering each other.
Yeah.
For safety. And it's been one day.
Wow. We really don't have any hope, do we?
We quickly died.
We will snap at any provocation to be cruel to one another.
That's so true.
I think any kind of crisis, it's
man
like,
is evil.
Sorry, we've been binging Community because Allison hasn't seen it, so we're referencing it a lot.
So if you haven't seen it, I don't know, go watch it so you can watch this episode. Listen to this episode, I guess. You're gonna need to watch all of it, by the way. I've referenced stuff from season 2 and season 6, so you're gonna have to watch all of it.
Okay, so the old lady always confused me.
Mm.
Like, the old...
She has a doll?
She has a doll, and then, like, her room is creepy for some reason that we're not really sure, other than just to make her creepy.
Creepy? I know, they never, we don't really get to delve into who she is.
She's obviously, like, you know, she's, like, kind of freaky religious or whatever, because mm-hmm. she has, like, those crosses everywhere, but then she has a doll, and
that
she
just lives in the bed.
Yeah, and she's... rude and weird and...
Well, she's rude, but she's also nice. Like, she takes them in, gives them food, lets them sleep.
Slaps, what's-her-face's hand, Jess's hand away and then gives her a cookie. It's like, what? Yeah.
You're like,
what's happening?
Punishment and reward. Is that a scene from Holes?
Yes.
Punishment and reward. That's her. She believes in severe punishment and reward. I feel like they set up a lot of stuff for that character.
And then they do not do it.
Nope.
I wonder if there's a director's cut.
I really, God, I hope not. Also, the dialogue in this film, it's like when you play a video game and you're in like an open world kind of video game and you have to interact with characters. So it's like press A to interact with this person. And then they like say a lot. It's like a paragraph of information because there's no conversation. So it's just like, here is expository information about myself and also what I need. And then also some random dialogue. And then you decide a response and it takes too long. That's what the dialogue in this movie felt like. Like, sometimes somebody will be arguing, and it'll go to Mark Wahlberg's character, and then he'll go, what's happening? Hold on, what's happening? What's happening? And no one's talking over him at all, and it's just him saying what's happening in a paragraph of dialogue, but nobody's talking over him. There's no stops. It's just start to end.
Yeah.
And then he stops, and then somebody argues him, and you're like, this is not natural at all.
Yeah, and every time, like, any time Zooey Deschanel talks, basically, it's like, Elliot, what do we do? Elliot? Tell me what to do.
Also, my absolute favorite thing is everyone keeps going, Elliot, what do we do? And he's like, I don't fucking know any more than you guys.
Well, he's a scientist, you know.
Do science, you bastard, or what is it? Do science, you douchebag!
That's such a good quote.
Do science, you douchebag!
I also really like the scene. My favorite scene is the one where he talks to the fake plant.
Oh my god, that is so funny.
It's so good. It's one of the few scenes that I'm just like, that's good. I think that Mark Wahlberg, if he does do, like, movies, I think he should stick to comedies.
Yeah.
I think he has that, like, kind of goofy, like... goofiness he can be charming if he's being goofy.
We're just here to go to the bathroom. He touched it. He's like, I'm talking to a plastic plant. I'm still doing it. Oh my god, he is a really... I don't know, this whole movie, it's like, it's kind of funny because it's bad, but it's not funny.
Yeah, because you know it wanted to be good.
Well, and it's also, I read somewhere that M. Night Shyamalan actually made this movie because he wanted to make a B movie, so it was supposed to be bad.
Really?
But he didn't do it well enough. He didn't make a B movie good enough that everyone thought it was a B movie.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, it's so deep or whatever, and it's like,
It's bad.
And I know that, like, it's like, oh, the environment, we need to take care of the environment or whatever, okay. But like, okay, you can make a better movie about it.
Seriously. Also, I love when they're on the train and he's like, his wife's in Princeton, Julian's wife's in the town of Princeton.
Yeah.
In New Jersey. And he literally, they're in Philadelphia. Everyone knows where that is. And he's like, guys, she's in the town of Princeton, New Jersey. And they're like, okay. And they're like, New Jersey? Yeah, New Jersey. Okay. I'm going to the town of Princeton, New Jersey. That'd be like if I was like, oh, I'm going to the town of Webb City, Missouri.
Yeah, Allison, it's right down the road from Joplin.
Mm-hmm.
That town?
I'm going to the town of Los Angeles, California.
Heard of it?
Have you heard of it? I was like, people in Philadelphia know. Also, I love that they're like, oh my god, we gotta get out of this big town, let's go to Harrisburg. That's not a small town.
Yeah, and I just... Okay, so the the plants don't react to you if you're in smaller groups. Is that like a statement on overpopulation?
I don't know. I think the plants react if they feel threatened.
Okay, so that's why Mark Wahlberg was like talking to the plants.
But also, how fast can those plants adapt?
Yeah, I don't, like, they're just regular plants. How do they, like, evolve so fast?
They evolved super fast. I mean, they could evolve within minutes, apparently, to recognize the size of groups.
Yeah.
Also, I love when they outrun the wind, but they don't.
Oh my gosh, I have a really great review that I'm going to read at the end that mentions that, like, we just, there's run. This wind that we outrun.
Run, run, outrun the wind. You, it won't catch up to you if you run fast enough. It's wind. It's air.
It's everywhere.
It's literally everywhere. And I'm like, so it comes in a wave? It comes in a wind wave? It's not just, they don't just release it from the ground. It has to, one, it's a chain reaction, it's a domino effect.
Yeah. Whenever that soldier guy is like, my weapon is it, my weapon is my friend,
it's
or like whatever.
My firearm is my friend.
It's weird.
My firearm is my friend. It will not leave my side.
And then he kills himself.
He sure does.
Oh, when that guy like starts the mower and then like has it run over him.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Brutal.
Also, Julian's death scene is also brutal.
It is.
It's okay. So you basically kill yourself because the plants, when the plants feel threatened, they release a chemical
that sabotages a part of your brain that takes care of self-preservation.
Yeah. And so you want to kill yourself.
Also, that also just tells you that every single person apparently wants to kill themselves, and without self-preservation, we would.
Yeah.
Including children.
Killing themselves in brutal ways, also.
Yeah, not just like, I don't know.
That one chick stabs herself with the
needle.
With the needle, yeah, at the beginning. That's pretty messed up.
It was like a knitting needle or something. She literally just like threw her neck.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so there's that science. In quotation marks. Also, Cameron from Ferris Bueller is in it for like...
Oh my god, he's so good.
He's so good for like...
2 seconds.
2 seconds, yeah. He's a principal and he's just in it for 2 seconds and then he's gone.
They should have hired him as the lead.
Yeah, he was great. I'd like to see him being a nutty professor going through all this. You know, that would be a good B-movie.
Someone should make this a comedy.
Yes, I agree.
Like into an actual... Not like the comedy it is because it didn't intend to be.
Yeah.
It's like, what's wrong? It's like the part, I can't describe the facial expressions made in this movie.
I know, I can't either. It's they're horrible.
90% of what it is like, the look on their face isn't right. It doesn't match the situation.
Yeah, and whenever that one guy's like, Elliot's resilient, isn't he? And what's her, Alma's like, yes, he never quits. And he's like, everyone is killing themselves. And Marky Mark is like, it's fine. We're fine.
Yeah. And he's got,
we can outrun the wind.
He literally always like got the like express. I wish I could show this as an audio medium. There I go, getting worked up. He's got, like, his eyebrows are, like, drawn in close together, and his eyes are big, and he's like, hey there, it's okay. We're not gonna hurt ya. It's all just good and fun time. Don't even worry about it. It's like, your parents are dead. They died. They killed themselves.
Yeah, and then...
Your dad slit his wrist.
Zooey Deschanel is just, like, there with her eyes wide open and just going, Elliot, like 90, Elliot.
90% of this movie is just people with their eyes wide open.
Going, what's happening?
Literally.
That's, I mean, it's properly named. I'll say that.
It's happening.
It's
happening.
It is happening.
It feels like, yeah, that title feels like they were like, what do we say that doesn't give away the twist? What do we say that doesn't give away the twist? It's happening.
Also, not really a twist because the plant guy mentions it really early on. Yeah. Are we supposed to believe he's crazy? Because I don't believe it.
Also, yeah, the twist is not really there.
The Shyamalan twist.
Also, because they show plants so much.
Yeah, they show
you
like...
You might believe he's crazy, but then you see plants all the time.
Yeah, it's like a huge motif. It's...
And I don't know what the twist is. They live?
Yeah, she's pregnant. They have plants in their bathroom. And then it happens in Paris again because they were talking about how, like, the first wave was just a warning and then people are going to keep mistreating the earth. And so, like, you know, it's going to spread or whatever. Until it's
but they're safe because they already had.
Yeah, yeah. Philadelphia's safe.
The plants are Thanosing it. Snap.
Snap.
50% gone. More like 100%.
Plants are Thanos.
I think that's the message you wanted us to take away. M. Night Shyamalan, point received.
Point received.
Oh. This really just marked the downward spiral of M. Night Shyamalan's career.
Yeah, definitely. I did not like Split. The ending is so bad. The ending is...
seen it.
It's... Okay, first of all, I don't agree with, like, the glamorizing or whatever, or, like, not glamorizing, but, like, making people with mental illness, like, serious mental illnesses...
seem, like, dangerous.
...seem dangerous. But I went in with an open mind.
Yeah.
And the ending is just terrible because he turns out to be a superhero.
Oh, my God, I forgot that that is another movie that connects to Split that just came out.
Yep.
Glass or whatever.
Glass, yeah. It's also connected to, like, Unbroken or whatever.
Yeah, I haven't... seen that.
Yeah, it's not good.
Well, he made The Village, which I don't think is terrible.
Oh, I liked The Village.
A lot of people don't like it.
I thought it was good.
I think it's fine.
I like, isn't it Bryce Dallas Howard who's in it, or is it... Or is it Jessica? It's a ginger lady.
It's a girl with red hair that's not Isla Fisher or Amy Adams.
I think it's Bryce Dallas Howard.
I think you are right.
The chick from Jurassic World.
Yeah, I think...
Yes.
I think you're right.
Ron Howard's daughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's good. I definitely think, like, once you've watched it once, it wears off.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one just really didn't have that big M. Night Shyamalan twist.
It really didn't. And the acting just was so bad. And I've never seen two people have less chemistry than Mark Wahlberg and Zooey Deschanel.
That's so true.
Like, at the beginning, they're like, have a tumultuous marriage, but I don't even get that. They just, throughout the whole movie,
seem like they don't know each other.
They seem like they don't know each other at all. And they're just like, they just met.
Seems like they just met and somebody gave them a script and said, say these words.
Yeah.
Also,
make these faces.
I think that was all them. At the end, when she finds out she's pregnant, she's, like, standing outside, and she's, like, waiting there, and she's waiting, and she's waiting, and he just keeps walking, and he looks at her, and she's just smiling, and she's waiting, and he keeps walking, and they never speed up, they never go towards each other, and then when she, like, clearly tells him, and they, like, touch each other's forearms.
Yeah.
They, like, don't hug. He doesn't, like, kiss her. They're just like, oh, my God. Like, when someone gives you, like, news that's, like...
Yeah. Oh,
good,
my God.
Like, oh, my God. That's awesome. Pat on the shoulder. Oh, my God. That's awesome. It's like, that's what happened. It's like...
I'm pregnant.
It's your baby.
That's awesome.
Great job, buddy.
Good
congrats.
For you.
Congrats on the promotion. Promotion of mom.
And just... I don't know. Alma, her whole deal, I don't like it.
What a horrible name.
Alma. Yeah, that...
Also...
That was Alfred Hitchcock's wife's name.
I heard that... I think Alma's Mark Wahlberg's actual mom's name.
Oh, really?
Which is also really weird. It's like, you want Marky Mark over here to connect her romantically, but you gave her the name of his mother?
And oh, Marky Mark.
M. Night Shyamalan wrote the movie with Mark Wahlberg in mind. Which
really?
Is like... It doesn't seem like it, does it?
Yeah, no, it...
If he had, it would have been a cop movie.
He looks so confused all the time. What?
What?
What? What?
What's happening?
What's happening? All
hey,
the time.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's happening?
I know we keep making that joke, but, like, that's all the movie is.
But I'm not... That's literally... I'm not kidding. I'm pretty sure the line, what's happening, or it's happening, or this is happening, is literally said at least 25 times in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it's M. Night Shyamalan's shortest movie, so it's only, like, an hour and a half maximum.
Yeah.
25 times. So much dialogue is wasted on... It's happening. What's happening? Why is this happening?
The acting is bad. The writing is choppy. And the twist really isn't there. And I'm just really disappointed.
It's like, I literally cannot stop thinking about it as compared to, like, the writing's like video game writing.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, it's not... Video game writing works in video games because you need to go... Exactly. And you need to go talk to someone and they need to tell you everything you need to know so you can move on. You don't want to sit there and have to press A to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in a movie, it's just like... It's like clearly, like, here is the expository information that you need and now I will stop talking. And then you're like, okay, well, what about this? here is some more expository information that you need, and now I will stop talking. It's horrible. It's like, it's just, I'm not saying it's not an enjoyable ride to watch.
Oh, it's a ride. It's a ride for sure.
It is. I mean, pretty sure I saw this on the Sci-Fi Channel when I was like 12.
Oh, I'm sure I did too.
I remember watching it and being like, what is this? Even then I went, what is this?
Yeah, suspicious.
Also, what's his fucking deal with the mood ring?
Yeah, what is his deal with the mood ring? Mood rings, like, he's supposed to be a scientist. He should know that they're not real. They just respond to body temperature.
So I read a thing.
It's so funny.
It's an IMDb review. So this person, you know, not saying they're qualified. I mean, neither am I, but here I am. But I bought the equipment, so I get to talk. And
we spent money on microphones.
Yeah, of which one we use. And I was reading about it, and they were like, this movie is genius, and you guys are stupid. And I was talking about how the mood ring is like a symbol for what Elliot has lost, what he doesn't have. So it's like the love. And how he's wearing it, it's yellow, and it's like, that's happy. It's a symbol for the happiness that he doesn't have. And I was like, what the fuck
what does
are you
that
talking
mean?
About?
What does that mean? I don't understand what the mood ring means. I know it's like, I guess, a symbol of how their relationship began, but it's not a poignant one.
No. Also, it's just like so.
It's dumb.
It's so convenient. You know what I mean? It's like barely ever referenced. Ah, sorry. It's like barely ever referenced. And when it is, it's like literally just for convenience. And when they're talking about their first date and they're like, do you remember when I gave you the mood ring and you wore it and it turned purple and I told you that meant love? And you're like, this just sounds so fake.
And then they're like, it really meant horny. And it's like, why are you throwing that in there? I don't like it.
Also, Jess is sitting right next to you. You're about to die.
Yeah.
And then the very end when they go out there, I was like, why?
Yeah. Is that
you
like,
don't know when this is going to end. It's been going on for one day, and you just walked out there. And not only that, but she walked out there with Jess.
Yeah.
A little girl that's not yours. And you swore to protect.
Yeah, I just think it's so weird that he left for the town of Princeton.
Ah, the town of Princeton in New Jersey. And they went.
Heard of it?
And they went, when they went outside, literally he went outside because they were like, I wish you were here. And he was like, okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, I'll just come over there whenever the apocalypse is happening outside.
Whoa. Why? And then also, how convenient that it ended.
It's them coming back together as a couple, Allison.
Well, could it wait till after the wind dies?
I hope so.
They were going to kill themselves and that little girl.
They're not good people.
No. Not good people.
Neither of them are. Mark Wahlberg's character is more like kind of not very smart than anything, I guess. Like, he's just clueless is how
also,
I would describe
I like how
him.
His friend's like, she's not good for you. And he's like, give her a chance, man.
You've been married for like probably
a year
or something. I'm sure that, you know, he's given her a chance.
Also, I just love when when he's like standing next to her and he's like, you know, I flirt with other women.
Yes.
He's like, I looked at a girl the other day and she was cute. And I asked her where
the cough syrup was.
The cough syrup was.
And I was just going to buy a bottle of cough syrup for no reason other than to talk to her.
I had no cough. That's $6. And she was like, are you joking? And he was like, yeah.
What is that even?
That's so good. Mark Wahlberg should write movies. Mark Wahlberg. I personally believe that every line in this film that Mark Wahlberg says that was good was improvised.
Yeah, I agree. I think that wasn't like, do science, you douchebag.
Do science, douchebag.
Isn't
yeah,
that was improvised. I think that he does well in comedy.
Yeah, I just think that
I think
this
he's
is
fine.
Not for him.
Buddy cop comedies? Mm. That's his niche, I think.
I think so too. I think he's tired of it. I read something where he said, like, that he regrets doing this film, but he's not surprised that he took it because he was so tired of being a cop.
That's really funny. That's really good. All right. I want to read a little bit of a review for you. I don't usually find reviews, but this one, I was on Reddit, and it was really funny.
Oh, my God. Reddit hates that happening.
Okay, so
we did it, Reddit.
Yeah, this one person was like, why does everyone hate The Happening? I really liked it. And then I looked at all the responses. And first of all, this person seems pretty intelligent because they talk about like parallels between this one, this movie and War of the Worlds, both like Spielberg and Shyamalan's take on war, like this is his version of War of the Worlds is interesting because like the War of the Worlds movie with Tom Cruise, not good.
Better than this.
Better than this, yes.
Doesn't that have Dakota Fanning in it? Is okay. that who it is?
Yes.
She's cute. Okay. She's good.
So this is what this person says. But forget the plot for a second, because the acting in The Haps, he calls it The Haps, as so he doesn't have to type out The Happening, is what makes it a true B-movie gold. The cast seems completely catatonic throughout, like they all figured out what they had gotten themselves into after signing the contract.
So true.
While Marky Mark is no thespian, he's a total natural at playing himself. But in The Haps, he's constantly staring off into space like he's daydreaming about the potential damage the movie could do to his career. The other characters are no better, as they all sound like they're reading off cue cards, especially that hilariously brilliant B-movie moment when the old lady is watching the tiger attack on her phone. So,
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, I disagree with you, I guess.
When the arm gets ripped off. I know. Oh, my God.
It's too much.
It's too much, man.
It is indeed too much, man. So, I thought that one was a really good review. I completely agreed.
Yeah, it's really just like, I'm sorry, this episode's kind of short, but it's just one of those movies that it's like the things that happen visually are what make, it's also just like, it's so much that it's impossible to cover.
Yeah,
there's not distinct moments where it's bad. It's like, it's overall
it is bad. Like there are certain movies where like it's fine, there's bad parts, or like Children of the Corn where there's a point where it becomes bad, but this movie is just like as a whole just not good. And like I guess the concept is interesting, I don't know, but like I guess if I don't know anything about what is going on in this movie.
Feels like it was supposed to be good, and I'm not sure if M. Night Shyamalan did it on purpose or not, but I just don't think he did.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's like a B movie, but it's not a fun B movie.
No, well, and it's like it's not like The Room.
Yeah, definitely not like The Room. The Happening just acts like it's trying too hard to be good.
Yeah,
when it's like you can never be, honey.
Okay. I have an IMDb review.
Yay.
It's actually really hard to find a funny one because they were all either legitimately like, this is terrible, or they were like, legitimately, this is great.
Okay.
No one wrote a sarcastic one. Nobody wrote any funny bad ones. So this is pretty good. Although one of them, the thing wasn't good, but the title was like, this movie made me want to hang myself. And I was like, whoa. Oh,
whoa.
It's funny. Okay.
Thanks, Shyamalan.
So, 1 out of 10, a major crime against cinema.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Sorry.
I'm probably going to take breaks to cough, so don't go bad.
That was good. That was good.
Let me take a drink. The people before you, namely the producers, directors, and writers of The Happening, stand accused of a major crime against cinema. These people have, with malice of aforethought.
Malice and aforethought?
Yeah, but it says aforethought, like afterthought, but I think they meant with malice forethought.
Yeah.
Meaning... Yeah, because then it says conspired, which means malice forethought.
Yes, okay, okay.
This person doesn't know their legal terms. Conspired to murder large swaths of the cinema-going population by boring them to death. They have willfully contrived to assault the sensibilities of innocent movie theater customers with a barrage of visual nonsense. In an elaborate and wicked plot, they have in order to carry out this heinous crime employed various henchmen disguised as actors. Under false pretenses and with the aid of publicity agencies, they have together managed to lure innocent cinemagoers into movie theaters and subjected them to 91 minutes of mind-numbing... mind-numbing torture. Many are the reports of film fans stumbling towards cinema exits in an attempt to regain their sanity. To regain, once again, a reason for living. There is no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, that this film has left many people wondering if there is any point to living at all. If humanity, they have wondered, is capable of producing such infantile nonsense, then what's the point of being part of humanity? And indeed, many have also asked, what is the point of going to the cinema? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I have laid the facts before you. If you insist on seeing the evidence for yourself, I can only hope that you will have the will and strength of mind to withstand 91 minutes during which you may experience the near death of your cinematic sensibilities. I submit to you there is only one verdict you must bring, that the people responsible for creating the movie The Happening are guilty as charged, guilty of a major crime against cinema. Dun, dun! I rest my case.
Ooh, 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 that was good.
That was honestly artfully put.
Artfully put, really, though. I don't know if I would go as far as to say it makes me want to kill myself.
If you haven't seen it, it's a fun ride.
It is. It's like, I don't know. It's like a disappointing roller coaster that you wait too long in line for.
Yeah, it's like you wait 2 hours to see how it's going to go, and then you get off and you're like, oh, that was it, huh? Okay.
Okay. Won't be returning, but I have seen it multiple times.
Yeah, me too. This is probably like my fourth time seeing it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's kind of got that... It sticks in your mind is what it does.
You cannot forget about it. Even when I didn't know what this movie was called, I always remembered the movie where the plants murder people. That wasn't Little Shop of Horrors.
No, it wasn't the good one.
That wasn't the good one. Not the musical. It's the normal movie with Mark Wahlberg.
Can you imagine if this was a musical?
Yes.
What's happening?
Zoe, that's Zoe's agent now.
What's happening?
Jess never has a song. Just like she never talks. She was so bad they just never let her talk.
Yeah, no, all she said was, "What's happening, Elliot?" And a couple of things to Jess about, like, calm down.
Literally?
Calm down. And then also, like, I don't want our private business being aired out.
That's Alma.
Oh, who are we talking about?
Jess. It's hard to remember because she plays a girl named Jess.
Yes.
Jess is the little girl.
Yes. Okay. Sorry.
Jess just like never talks and she goes, I want mommy.
Okay. And? Oh, you're going to cry about it?
When your mommy's dead.
When your mommy's dead, you're going to cry about it?
Little fucking nerd. So, well, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all I've got. I'm really sick. Sorry if this wasn't funny.
I think it was funny. I do have something about the minisode that a fan messaged me about. Jack. Thanks, Jack. So the fans, I hope the fans can straighten the science up for me because that's the thing I don't understand about Avengers is the science behind it, I guess. You know what I mean? Like the inner workings of the Infinity Stones. Aren't clear to me.
Oh, by the way, spoilers for if you haven't seen Endgame. We're talking about Endgame now.
Yeah. Okay. So stop this if you haven't seen
Endgame.
He says that the reason that they can't use the Infinity Stones to fight Thanos is because the Infinity Stones often kill people who use them because they're too powerful unless you have a tool that can wield them like the Infinity Gauntlet or Ronan's Hammer in Guardians.
Okay, but they do.
I don't know. And then also.
But they do! They have the exact same thing Thanos has!
He says, also, Gamora was only there by accident because she time traveled with Thanos. I'm pretty sure she did return to her timeline when it was over to because she wasn't in the Guardian spaceship at the end.
I feel like that's not true.
Okay.
I feel like she's there at the end because I think that Star-Lord's like, Gamora?
Yeah, I thought that she was there at the end.
I guess we'll know in the next Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Yeah, that's true. We should probably just be patient.
Or someone will watch it.
Yeah. No, the only real complaint I had about the Avengers movie was I just don't understand the inner workings of the Infinity Gauntlet. I don't know if...
They had one.
I'm just confused.
Thanos didn't die.
I don't remember what happened in the movie. It was so long ago. He didn't die
from using it. I mean, people say, they're like, oh, it hurts him. I'm like, yeah, but he didn't die.
Yeah.
I feel like the Hulk got more hurt than Thanos did.
Yeah, I'm just so confused about it.
This is what happens when you can't keep 22 movies straight in your head.
Yeah, I have a lot of movies in my head. It's true.
Well. We have social media.
It's true. We
do. Follow it.
Yeah, we have a Facebook, Flick Chicks podcast, Instagram.
At the Flick Chicks.
Yeah.
Twitter. Okay. At Flick Chicks Pod.
She's dying, guys.
Email. theflickchickspodcast@gmail.com. Can you see my life draining out of me as I can recite this?
I can. The Flick Chicks is edited and produced by Liam Mandelbaum.
Yeet.
Yeet. So, Allison, go lay down.
Yep, I'm going. Going out tonight.
Allison.
Yep. I want to die, so. It's this movie.
Too hot for me outside.
It is really hot outside. It's like 90 degrees.
Oof. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.